City of Good Death by Chris Lloyd. Read by Laurence Bouvard for Saga Egmont. For Liz. For everything. Chapter 1. It began with a tiny effigy, hanging from the Verge de la Bonne Mort. No one knew its meaning. Not that first morning, anyway. And that was what proved to be the problem. The Verge de la Bonne Mort, the Virgin of Good Death. Such an overwhelming name for such a small statue. Standing in her narrow niche between the ancient stone towers of the Portal de Sobreportes, high above the slender cobbled street below, she had, in medieval times, been the last sight that condemned prisoners had of the city. A final blessing before they were led beyond the city walls to die. That late summer morning, no one knew what it meant. Least of all, Andrés Soriano. An immigrant from Andalusia some 30 years earlier, he had cleaned the streets of the city for the last 10. That was after the factory where he'd first found work all those years ago had finally folded. No crisis, no great drama, just a victim of changing times. He didn't know the city's history. He barely spoke the language. 30 years, and proud not only to keep his strong Andalusian accent in Spanish, but prouder still he'd failed to master Catalan. They all speak Spanish, he'd argue to anyone who cared to hear. Why should I learn Catalan? His children spoke it, though. Not at home. Never at home. But first at school, and then at work. A boy and a girl, both doing well. Both more Catalan than Andalusian. Sourly, he spat a thick gobbet of phlegm at the ground, and immediately hosed it away, the heavy pipe snaking from the little municipal cart with its pregnant metal tank of water. He only saw the figure suspended from the ancient statue because a pigeon, resting in the niche, shit over his uniform.
Hijo de puta!
He growled at the bird, instinctively pointing his jet of water upwards to give it a good drenching. And there above him was the little effigy, hanging down 4 meters or so above his head.
Hijo de puta!
He cursed again. This time, in surprise. It was a saying he used often. Looking around him to make sure no one saw him disrespecting one of their wretched icons, he sent his powerful spray up again to dislodge the figure, letting it fall to the ground by his feet.
Ugly little bastard, aren't you?
He said, stooping down with difficulty to pick it up. Just a little wooden stick doll it was, with an oversized head, carved out of soft wood, fastened with twine to the top. Huge circles for the eyes on a moon face, and big pointy ears going straight up.
So what are you supposed to be?
He demanded, shaking his head. Looking around one more time, he tossed it into the thick plastic basket for rubbish hanging off the side of his vehicle, and turned the water off. Spitting once more onto the gray cobbles, he coiled up the hosepipe and hurled it, along with the coarse broom, into the back of the little motorized cart. Cursing at the pigeon shit on his uniform, he trundled off under the Verge de la Bonne Mort and out through the old city gate for the long hike back to the depot south of the city. He was the only one to see the effigy. Chapter 2. Carrera Plaricargol was a narrow street in a city of narrow streets. Elisenda Domenech looked at it now. It had little to mark it out from many of the tiny alleyways around it, she thought. Worn cobbles stretched from the smartly renovated building on the left to the series of smaller, rougher houses on the right, still to be regentrified. On the left, a smart coat of paint on narrow blue balconies and old stone buffed and polished to a new glory. To the right, rusted iron balconies and crumbling stone.